Well, happy Easter to all of you. It's a story of a new pastor that came to the parish, and he was struggling with the microphone, and he started off the mass saying, "There's something wrong with this microphone," the people said, "and also with you." So being a public speaker, I'm always a little bit attentive to see two things. One, if the microphone works. Second, if people can understand my New York accent. The greatest gift we can give to another person is to pray for that person. So I'm going to be praying for all of you today. What'd you say? You're welcome. You're welcome. So the greatest prayer in the world is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to be placing all of you on the altar today. And my intention will be that this will be the happiest day in your life.
Amen.
And God will hear me because Matthew 7:7. Ask and you will
receive.
Seek and you will
find.
Knock and the door will be
open.
Whoever asks,
receive.
Whoever seeks,
finds.
Whoever knocks, the door will be
open.
You're better than the Protestants. Not bad, you know your Bible pretty well. So some of you are probably surprised that Father Broom said, "Happy Easter," but I'm not making a mistake, because Easter is not one day. Easter is 8 days. It's like if you get married on Saturday at 2 o'clock, you're not going to go back to work at 5 o'clock. There's going to be a honeymoon. So we're in the spiritual honeymoon of the church. Luna de miel in Spanish, huh? This is the spiritual honeymoon of the church because it's the most important feast day of the year. So it's the most important feast day of the year. Therefore, we have to celebrate at least 8 days. Amen?
Amen.
So this will be the happiest day in your life. All right, the message is the most important virtue in the heart of Jesus. I'm looking at the Divine Mercy image. How beautiful it is. How beautiful the image of Divine Mercy is in the back of the church. You're in this church, you're not even aware of it until I point it out to you. But it's a very beautiful image. And Jesus, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John Paul II, and St. Faustina, three great saints, says that mercy is the greatest virtue in the heart of Christ. And John Paul II, in his document Divus in Misericordia, said that mercy is another name for love. Mercy is the love of God forgiving the sinner. So I'd like to tell you a story of the power of mercy. Three of the greatest preachers last century obviously were John Paul II, and then also missionary would be Mother Teresa. But many of you are too young to be aware of this, but the greatest preacher in the United States was Fulton Sheen. Okay? And I actually met him once. I'm a New Yorker. So I'd like to tell you a story of Fulton Sheen. And if you've never heard of Fulton Sheen, I invite you to get to know him better. He was the greatest tele radio evangelist in the country, probably the world, last century. He started to speak on radio, then he was on TV, and he hit millions of people. He was more famous than Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, okay? Milton Berle, the most famous comedian in the country, was in the shade of Fulton Sheen. So I preach very often taking some of his stories. So I'll tell you this story and I'll try to extrapolate upon it. And this is related to mercy. If you've ever been in New York, there's what is called Hudson River, okay? And you cross over George Washington Bridge, you go from New Jersey to New York, if you've ever been in. Someone told him about a very infamous woman who lived along the Hudson River. Her name was Kitty, and she was one of the most famous prostitutes in New York. This is about 60 years ago. Her name was Kitty. And someone told Fulton Sheen that Kitty was dying. And the reason was because her pimp would be the head of the prostitutes, got very angry at her because she was not raking in as much money as she did earlier. So what happened was, he poisoned her. And Kitty was a Catholic. Was a Catholic. Baptized, First Communion, Confirmation, but she made a wrong choice. She made a wrong choice, as we all do. She would be a modern Mary Magdalene. Okay? So Fulton Sheen was called to go to visit her as she was dying along the Hudson River. And he went into her house, and it was a pigsty. It was the ugliest tenement or room he had ever seen in his life, manifesting the moral quality of her life. There she was, laying, dying, basically. She was poisoned because the pimp was not raking in enough money. She was getting old and not as seductive as she used to be. So he sat down by her bedside and said, "Kitty, make your peace with God. It's time to go to confession." And she said, "I am the worst person in the world." And Sheen said, "No, you're not. The worst person in the world is the person that says, I have no sin." The worst person in the world is the person that says, "I have no sin. I don't need God's mercy." She was moved by that. And he said, putting his stole on, "We're going to confession." So after more than 30 years, Kitty opened up her heart. And Kitty, as we say in New York, spilled her guts. She let it all out. All of her sins. Thousands of sins. And pretty serious sins. And then Fulton Sheen ends by saying, "Kitty, I absolve you of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." It's not the end of the story. After this experience with Jesus Christ, because confession is an experience with Jesus Christ. The gospel today is the institution of confession. The gospel today from John 20, 21 to 23, where Jesus breathes on the apostles and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they'll be forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they'll be retained. The gospel today is the gospel of mercy because Jesus is instituting confession today. This is 8 days after Easter. So Kitty, after this confession, she's converted. But what does she do? Given that she was the ringleader of the prostitutes in the Big Apple, which is another word for New York City, she was the head. She went to her friends, the prostitutes. And many are Catholics. New York, before, you had a lot of Irish and Italians, and they're all Catholics. So these prostitutes, Kitty went to talk, and each and every one of them said, "Look, we're living a lie. You cannot find God in sex. You can't. It's a lie. You can only find God in the merciful heart of Jesus Christ." So from that moment on, Fulton Sheen had a line of prostitutes, the prostitutes of New York City, converted by the infinite love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my friends, today we praise and worship God for His greatest attribute, and that is His infinite mercy. And if you good people, if you went to confession past week or just in Lent, you went to confession the past 50 days, when you receive Holy Communion, your soul is going to be white as the snow. So my friends, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, 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 amen.